Philosophy is adjudicated as a science and revealed as an art. Philosophy is adjudicated as a science and revealed as an art. We have the philosophy of many things in our life. We have the philosophy of many things that turn out to be a science because we have thought about them and we have revealed them and we have listened to them and we have learned that metaphysics is the combination of all these things. Metaphysics is science. Metaphysics is the interesting thing that goes on in philosophy. Metaphysics is what reveals itself in all the marvelous ways, in all the fantastic ways. It's adjudicated as a science because it is like proving itself and revealing itself in every possible way. And it reveals itself as an art because we learn it. Now, we might just take music, and you're learning music, and music adjudicates itself as a science. And as this science, it is something that can be understood, can be replicated again and again and again, and then it takes off from that scientific revelation of facts, that scientific revelation of techniques and technology, and reveals itself as an art. And music revealing itself as an art takes all the skill and all the genius and all the wisdom and all the magic that music can reveal itself as. Now, it's not so much that the music is revealing itself as an art, but it is that individuals who are listening to this, individuals who are paying attention to the music and who are telling the music how important it is to them, they are putting their heart into it. They get excited about it. They get excited about the music. They get excited about what it's revealing of their inner nature, of how they themselves are saying beautiful things. And it is wonderful. Truly, it is wonderful. But philosophy is always the first and foundling attitude of mankind. It is the way we begin to think about things. Philosophy is our attitude. It's our attitude of life, and we find it something very wonderful. When we begin to love our neighbors like we love ourselves, that's a philosophy. And then that philosophy develops itself into a science of how can we love our neighbors like we love ourselves, and how can we benefit from this, and how can we have it be something very important and very exciting in our lives. And as we work on this, as we practice, as we put it into practice in our everyday living, as we put it into practice in our everyday thinking and in our everyday attitudes, we find that it is indeed a science. Our attitudes, our way of thinking, our philosophy becomes the science. It is revealed itself as the science. It gives us a technique of looking at things and how we might study them and how we might utilize them and benefit from them in every area of our life. Now, do you have an understanding of science? Do you have an understanding of these things, of how they work and how they function? Most of the time, no. Most of the time, we just do it because it comes naturally. Philosophy comes naturally to all of us. It's something sort of inborn in us, developed in us in a beautiful, wonderful way. And because it's developed in us in this beautiful, wonderful way, we utilize it more beautifully, more fantastically than we could ever imagine. When we begin to recognize philosophy is adjudicated as a science and revealed as an art, when we look at that pattern of thinking, and then we begin to apply it to something in our life, we have an attitude. I have the attitude that I unconditionally love everyone in my world. I unconditionally love everyone in my world. Now, that's a philosophy. That's an attitude. And this attitude and this philosophy, as it is adjudicated into a science, as I love everyone in my world unconditionally, that I have no judgment about myself or anybody in this world, I just live in happy and harmonious circumstances all the time, then it is a science. It reveals itself that it does function. Then we find different people who have attitudes that are different, and we find that they are revealing this philosophy that became a science. They are revealing it as a very artful thing. Some people are philanthropists. They give of their money. Some people give of their time. Some people give of their love. Some people give of their treatment work. Some people say there now is peace on earth and it began with me. Some people say these things and know these things. This is a philosophy, and the adjudication of that philosophy is when we apply it. And the science of the philosophy is when we see it functioning, we see it working. And then it's revealed as an art as we see how our genius, how our magic, how our ways of handling things can become something so real and so fantastic that it works every time. Now, this is just the way it works. This is just the way it happens to function for you and for me. It's just the way it happens to be that it's a principle. It's a principle of life. But when you can understand this simple phrase, philosophy is adjudicated as a science and revealed as an art. When you understand that simple phrase and apply that simple phrase in your world, in your life, then you are putting to work a principle more beautiful, more wonderful, more powerful than anything you could ever imagine. But it's only done because we choose to do it. It's only done because we really mean it. We really mean this attitude we have. We really mean this condition we have. When we say, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, when we apply this in our life, when we apply this in our everyday circumstances and see how it works, we get so excited. We get so enthused. We get so wonderful. Now, people say that that positive thinking is not really a tremendously important thing. It's just because they haven't applied it. For everyone who applies positive thinking, for everyone who applies this attitude of wholeness, this attitude of goodness, they get results. But they get results because they mean it. When you say, I am whole and perfect of yourself, and then you go around telling everybody about your illness and about your problems and about the things that you're working on, the things you're overcoming, the things that you're changing in your life, the things that you are finding a new revelation about, you're missing the boat. You're not doing living attitude toward the principle correctly, because the principle says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if we have the philosophy of thinking in our heart that we are whole and perfect, whole and perfect, whole and perfect, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, we are putting that positive, dynamic principle to work in our life, and then it works. But every time we say, I don't feel good, I have a sickness, I have an unhappiness, we are taking the principle and applying it in the opposite direction. We are applying it to be not whole, not wonderful, not fantastic. We are giving this philosophy a bad rap. People say, it doesn't work. Well, it works by not working. It works by giving you exactly what you concentrate on in your thinking. When your philosophy is so powerful, so pure, and so consistent, then everything in your world is powerful, pure, and consistent. When your philosophy is adjudicated as a science, when you have proven to yourself that it works, when you have proven to yourself that when you say to someone, I love you, with all your heart and soul and being, and you find that they really accept that, they really find that you do love them, and they do love you, and they do think you're fantastic, because it's all a matter of where you are in your consciousness. It's all a matter of where you are and your understanding of who you are. And it's all a matter of how important it is to you to live your philosophy, to stand up to your philosophy, to let your philosophy be indeed proven, adjudicated in the fact that it is a science, that it is a technique that really works. And then as you learn your ability to apply this technique in many ways in your life, you find that it is so exciting and so revealing and so wonderfully uplifting that you couldn't ask for anything more, because this is how it all works. And this is what it's all about. And this is where you and I are all about in our life, in our world, in all that we know. Philosophy is adjudicated as a science and revealed as an art in every area of our life. And the more we apply it, the more it is revealed to us. Have a lovely day and know that live what you believe, live what your philosophy is, stand up for it. If you have a philosophy, understand how it works. Understand what is the facts about it that make it work. Find out what the principle is that stands behind it, and then apply it. And when you apply it, say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I am that I am. And as you do that, who you are is really revealed that day. I love you. I love you. I love you.